100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until The Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was Pick One, and we got some stories in on it. Although, it seems we're a little light this week. I don't know. If you're taking your time or you got something, or maybe the email system is kind of wigging out on you, or you're taking a break, well, you can always send it in later and I can put it up on the feed in a separate post. Anyway, here are the stories that we got for the topic of Pick One.
Hi there, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Pick One. It's called Brains. We used to joke in school that when God handed out brains, Jim thought he said trains. And when asked to pick one, he went for old-fashioned and slow. Whilst I forged ahead, achieving academic success and accolades, Jim plodded on at his own pace, almost certainly one of life's losers. Didn't work out that way, though. He's now a multi-millionaire and owns the company I slave away for to make a pittance. And the secret to his success? Focus on old-fashioned values. Work the problems slowly and methodically, and, ironically, always use your brain. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
My sister's a bitch. You'd think identical twins would get along, but not us. If ever there was an evil twin, it was her. And I was always the nice one. I could give you hundreds of examples when she stitched me up, but I'll just pick one. The time she slept with the love of my life, by pretending to be me. I've barely spoken to her since. Until today, when she turned up in tears because he dumped her. Although those tears did nothing to stop me lacing her coffee with strychnine. So, who's the evil twin now?
Hello everyone, I hope you're having a great week, or at least a good week. We never know these days. And here's my story. Pick one, he said, looking at the box with small dividers. They are seeds. Seeds always have this promise of a future in them, she thought. I choose these. Are they poisonous? No, they're berries, I think. She smiled again. She could fall in love with him, she thought. I don't know how long they'll take to grow. She nodded. Years later, the bush was still there. She had no idea what kind of berries they were, but she never touched them. He did. Needless is to say that he never saw the plant grow. Temptation is a bitch. And this was my story for this week, or by my blog at lizzygoodgov.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 822, with a prompt of pick one. So here's my story. Sabrina's eyes went wide. A silly smile crossed her face. Sorry, I forgot to tell you to bring a ring. She reached into her pocket, pulled out a handful of rings, and held them out to Bilbert. Here, pick one. They all fit me. The other boys were already slipping their rings onto their partner's fingers. Bilbert shook his head. I'm not going to marry you. Sabrina rolled her eyes. Of course not. We're just combining our magical strength to make us complete. I have a ring for you. Now pick one of these and put it on my finger. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Mindy wanted a puppy, so we went to the shelter to pick one out. Play with them all, we said, but you can only pick one. So she picked a fluffy little mutt. She named it Cindy, and we brought it home. A few months later, the puppy had grown. I said I want a puppy, said Mindy. I don't want a dog. She bashed the dog's head in with a frying pan. We buried it in the backyard, alongside the other dogs. Eventually, we signed on to foster puppies and adopted them out before they incurred Mindy's wrath. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of pick one. Did you enjoy them? Well, go into the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you can leave a comment letting others know how you felt about those stories. Also, if it's taking you a little extra time to come up with a story of your own, send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. The next topic is Fight Fire with Fire. So go ahead and get writing, and I'll be here. Tomorrow there'll be more stories, and so on, and so on, and so on, until Sunday, the next weekly challenge. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.